Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
You probably can't get more scoundrelly than a snake oil salesman, somebody who uses charm to pry on a trust and sell us something, usually false hope. We found a modern-day huckster. His name is the Reverend Ivan Stang, and he's the co-founder of a cult called the Church of the Subgenius. Its members worship a pipe-smoking man-god named Bob Dobbs, and they claim to be a superior race descended from the Yeti. Their theology is summed up in one word: slack. Steve Paulson asked Reverend Stang if the Church of the Subgenius should be taken seriously or is a joke.
Everyone should take all of it seriously up to a point. That point is the tricky part. And that's why I say we want only the highest quality zombies. We have a tendency, apparently, to attract either the most talented, interesting people, or the absolutely most obnoxious, obsessive types of folks. You know, what we're trying to sell is an antidote to snake oil. And most of our customers understand that. They've been burned by some kind of snake oil in the past. And when they get ordained as a subgenius minister, I think they know what they're doing. But every now and then, we find somebody who goes, hey, wait a minute. This isn't snake oil. This is an antidote to snake oil. I wanted the snake oil. I wanted to meet Bob. You know, Bob is our guru.
Okay, well, you have to explain. Who is Bob?
J.R. Bob Dobbs was originally a salesman, a very, very talented salesman, who got into the religion business in the 1950s, kind of a do-it-yourself religion, when he was seized up in the spirit by the alien space god Jehovah One, who has posed as the Lord to various civilizations over the centuries. This creature, space monster, whatever, told Bob that in the year 1998, the weirdos and the different, who were termed the subgeniuses, which is, kind of includes anybody under the level of genius, which is most people, those are the saved and will be lifted up on the escape vessels of the sex goddesses on July 5th, 1998.
Okay, well, I have to ask more about Bob. There's a picture that always comes up of him. I mean, he looks like he's this, you know, this 1950s guy, and he's always, you know, he's got a pipe, which does raise the question of, you know, what is he smoking? Tell me about this image.
That image is actually a piece of clip art that we found. It's now our trademark. At the time that we located it, it was just something from the Yellow Pages. But if you look at any old magazines from the 50s and 60s, you'll see these ads with these square-looking, good-looking guys with pipes. They're usually relaxing in a hammock or going fishing, and there's usually some cute blonde housewife sweeping up. That's Bob's mate, Connie.
Now, I want to get a sense of how one becomes a member of the Church of the Subgenius. I guess it just means you got to send in $35, right?
Yeah, that's actually literally true. All it takes to prove that you are a subgenius is to send $35 to subgenius.com. Now, just because you send in that $35 doesn't mean that you're a true subgenius, but you certainly have the right to call yourself one. Bob used to hang out with L. Ron Hubbard, and back in the 40s, L. Ron said to Bob, you know, Bob, they may be pink, meaning normal or stupid, stupider than a subgenius even, but their money is green. So we'll take anybody's $35. Sometimes they meet such wonderful people that they end up getting married. I've performed, I've lost count of how many legal marriages.
You, because you are actually an ordained minister, right, of the Church
yes.
of the Subgenius. So you can perform marriages.
Well, I'm also ordained in the Universal Life Church, praise the ULC. Like us, there's a lot of spinoffs. Beware of expensive imitations.
So, okay, so $35 will get you a membership, a lifetime membership, I guess, into the Church of the Subgenius. What do you get for that $35?
It's a pretty big package of stuff. But the most important thing is that your name is registered on the Book of Life, which then goes to the men from Planet X or the Exists or sex goddesses or whatever they are, so that they'll know when X Day finally comes who to rupture up onto their own space vessels. You could turn it into your own planet if you want to at that point. And you can get revenge on everybody you ever hated, although that becomes a problem when you want to get revenge on a fellow subgenius who also suddenly has his own battle planet. I've already got dibs on certain things that we want to preserve from Earth, like the Grand Canyon and the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam.
So the idea is that you will end up in heaven, right? I mean, what?
In subgenius heaven. Well, basically, what we offer is eternal salvation or triple your money back. If at the end of eternity you can prove you didn't get salvation, Bob will be waiting at the gates of hell with a check for $110, ready to sell you a book called Hell on $5 in Eternity for, I think, $104.95, something like that.
So you just about break even then.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go wrong. It's a win-win situation unless you happen to be one of those bobbies, we call them, the ones who, like I say, they take the jokes seriously and they think that the buried truths, because we actually try to impart a certain amount of hidden wisdom like any occult group.
Well, you have a theology, right? The theology
of slack. Yeah, but some
people
think that part's the joke. And they think the jokes are the serious part, because we do want to seduce people into joining them by entertaining them. That's why our books are they're marked humor, and the radio show seems to cause people to laugh. Actually, there's three different broadcast and syndicated subgenius radio shows. The Hour of Slack, that I do, Puzzling Evidence out of Berkeley, and Bob's Slack Time Funhouse out of Atlanta, which is produced by Reverend Susie the Floozy.
So these are all affiliated with the Church of the Subgenius? Or
well,
are these offshoots? Are these fringe groups?
Actually, they're old friends of mine, and they're schisms of the church. When you join the subgenius thing, you're encouraged to buy all the accessory kits, but then to get sick and tired of it and start your own religion. Because here's the thing. Bob calls himself a short-duration personal savior, or Shordurpersav in the original Tibetan. You know, we live in a throwaway culture. Obsolescence is designed into things, and it was kind of designed into the Church of the Subgenius because we don't want people using Bob as a crutch. Bob uses you as a crutch. It doesn't matter what Bob has in his pipe. He has you in his pipe. He's smoking you. Now, some people say the pipe itself is smoking Bob. That sounds good.
I guess
I just
so.
Came up with a new one.
Yeah, there you go.
I was probably channeling Bob. I'll probably have a terrible headache for the rest of the day after saying that.
But let's leave things of this world behind and walk now down the path of Bob for this brief minute of slack from the Church of the Subgenius.
What now? What did you say?
It only makes noise when I open it or close it. It doesn't make noise and, like, talk to me like I thought you meant when you said that.
Well, we'll try and close it and open it very gently.
Wrap it around your head and listen real carefully to the printed letters on that book. The Bible is a beautiful story, but this book is even better. But the single rule of the Church of the Subgenius is, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Let me say that again. F*** them if they can't take a joke. I've had to do that edit a lot of times myself. You know, because we're on broadcast radio, too. Just not as much as you are.
The Reverend Ivan Stang is co-founder of the Church of the Subgenius. Steve Folsom spoke with him.